This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Republican National Convention has wrapped up in Tampa, Florida, after last night's big speech by Mitt Romney. And perhaps more than anything else, the week was an attempt by the GOP to shape its own brand and message on its own terms. So how'd they do? For answers, let's bring in Don Goldberg. He's a branding and marketing strategist with Blue Text in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what do you think was the goal for the branding that was supposed to happen at this week's Republican National Convention?
Well, I think the Republicans, to sell Mitt Romney to the public, needed to do two things. One is attract the women vote, and two, attract a younger demographic, perhaps the 35 and under set. And so what they needed to do was put up a bunch of good spokespeople that could convey those messages to those audiences. And that's the kind of thing that we would recommend they do if it was a company, but they need to do that as a political party.
So it mattered about who was speaking, but what about the message? Do you think that they had a strategy in terms of the key talking points that had to come out of everybody's mouth?
I think what they needed to do was, for the women voters, was really show good messaging through a lot of their speakers. They had a lot of women, but the men also appealed to them throughout their speeches. When it comes to the youth vote, they did it by, I think, the types of speakers they had. And Senator Rubio was a great example, very charismatic, very compelling figure, and he was the main person to introduce Romney last night.
Well, do you think that they achieved the branding shift that they wanted to during this last week?
Well, I'm not sure. I think they had a lot of mixed messages coming out. And I think, for example, the Clint Eastwood appearance doesn't appeal to either of those audiences. I think he was a little bit rambling and off message. But I think they did hit the women audience pretty hard. As far as the younger audience, I think that was more of a struggle for them.
After this week's convention, if you were to put the GOP brand on a bumper sticker, what would it be?
I think the message I heard was, we are more moderate than you think we are. We represent all different aspects of the Republican Party, the big tent, and please judge us on our inclusion and not by the more conservative elements that have dominated the campaign so far.
Don Goldberg, branding and marketing strategist at Blue Text in Washington. Thanks so much.
Thank you.